the government meteorological bureau.
Black smoke! Screwing!
23 meters. Fuck it in, boys.
What?
Kind of like...
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Well, this is some kind of crazy gas.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carl Phillips Show. I'm Carl Phillips. Tonight's guest is no stranger to the microphone. He can be heard on his increasingly popular show, I Know More Than You Do, as well as many commercials promoting self-love. His latest project is a revival of Orson Welles' 1930s broadcast, War of the Worlds. David Wu, welcome to the show.
Certainly, Mr. Phillips.
I know how busy you are, so now that the Welles rebroadcast is done, what interesting projects are you into now?
Nothing unusual at the moment, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, well then, how was it working with Russell Tucker, Julie Tortorici, and Andrew Brill?
I can give you no authoritative information, either as to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth.
I see. Maybe you'd like to elaborate on the... Oh, my God! I've lost a contact on the floor.
We shall conduct a search as soon as daylight permits.
No, that's all right. I found it. I'm terribly sorry, folks. If you'll just give me a minute here... there we go. Okay, wow. I didn't think I'd find it in all this shag carpeting.
I should say the chances against it are 1,000 to 1.
Yes. Now... recently, the tabloids have acquired some awkward photos of you and a co-star from the War of the Worlds project, which is not the kind of media attention you are used to. Can you explain this?
It's all too evident that these creatures have scientific knowledge far in advance of our own.
Certainly you are being sarcastic, David.
Hardly, Mr. Phillips.
All right. Sparky, my producer, is signaling that we have a few minutes left. So before we go, I would like to give you a token of appreciation for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come meet with us today.
This is probably a meteorite of unusual size, and its arrival at this particular time is merely a coincidence.
It's a paperweight, David, and I'd like to... What the... Who the hell is that at the door?
Come in, please.
Hey! This is a live broadcast. Who the hell do you think you are?
Tuck it in, boys.
What is all this equipment? What are you doing?
30 meters, 27 degrees. How's reception?
You lunatic! Are you responsible for this?
Mr. Phillips, I cannot account for it.
That's it. I'm leaving.
At any time, Mr. Phillips.
Next week on the Carl Phillips Show, we will have actors Julie Tortorici and Andrew Brill, both of whom co-starred with my next guest in the recent radio revival of War of the Worlds. Tonight's guest is a man of many talents. When he's not tackling the difficult task of multiple roles, he's found working in a budding puppetry career, writing a movie masterpiece, or donating his time to small theaters in the tri-state area. Here's a clip from the radio play. Roll it, Sparky.
We have received a request from the militia at Trenton to place at their disposal our entire broadcasting facilities. In view of the gravity of the situation and believing that radio has a definite responsibility to serve the public interest in all times, we are turning over our facilities to the state militia at Trenton.
Russell Tucker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, last week I had a co-star of yours on the show, and he went berserk with paranoia due to the reputation of the original broadcast and the added pressure of revisiting such a classic. Did you find that the atmosphere of the project supported this behavior? Or is David a lunatic?
Thank you.
Yes. I'm not sure if you heard my question, Russell.
Thank you.
Please shut up and listen to what I'm asking.
I heard something.
That's right. You did. We are on the air.
I was listening to the radio.
Please stop fooling with my equipment.
As I was saying, I was listening to the radio. Zingo! Something smacked me to the ground.
I'm sorry I had to do that. You were obviously not paying any attention, and I have a show to do. Maybe you'd like to tell the listeners about how it was working with...
Pardon me?
I wasn't done.
Yes, sir.
How about a game? Would you like to play a game?
Nice!
Okay, let's play. I ask a question, and you answer it. Okay, first question. Was it fun doing War of the Worlds?
Kind of like a 4th of July rocket.
Okay, good. I think we're getting somewhere. Okay, next question. What projects are you working on next?
No one will be permitted to enter this area except by special pass issued by the state and military authorities.
Listen to
citizens me. Citizens of the nation.
The game. Remember the game.
I shall not try to conceal the gravity of the situation
that confronts
the
microphone.
Country.
Russell, listen
nor
to me.
The concern of your
Shut
government
up.
In protecting
Shut
the law.
Up.
Would you like to tell us some more?
That's it. This interview is over.
No!
All right. Are you ready? Are you guys ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. Between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m., it is reported that the noted astronomer, Professor Pearson, is a huge flaming object. Professor Farrell describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now take you to Chicago, Illinois, at Gale Force, where you will be entertained by the National Red Cross and the charred body of Carl Phillips and his orchestra. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, Toronto, Canada, for the next 24 hours, we'll give you a word description of what's happening outside Chicago. In the meantime,
it's red hot! They'll burn to a cinder!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You laughing?
Yeah, what?
I'm okay.
All right, all somebody right. slapped Julia around.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my ears.
Tonight's show is the final chapter in our coverage of the War of the Worlds
Fuck
project.
You.
Tonight's guest is the noted TV, radio comic, and rock star Andrew Brill,
Fuck
who played
you.
Announcer number 2 and the brave young
Fuck
reporter
you.
Clinging to his sense of duty in the impending doom. Andrew Brill, Fuck welcome
you.
To the show.
Yeah!
We round out this 4-week coverage with a behind-the-scenes look at the making of the War of the Worlds. Andrew has kindly donated
Fuck
his
you.
Outtake footage to us for our listening
Fuck
pleasure.
You.
Andrew, would you like to set us up for this clip? Well then,
Fuck
without
you.
Further ado, the Andrew Brill War of the World
Fuck you.
Outtakes.
Who landed in Jersey farmlands tonight. Oh, I should do that again. Oh, it does say the Jersey. One more time. 3, 2, 1. 7,000 armed men with rifles and machine guns pitted against a single fighting machine over the... That, but fuck, this is way too condensed, man. Needed double space. Shite! Estimated in the last 2 hours, 3 million have moved... I'm going from this to this! One more time. I'm speaking from the... Okay. The bells you hear are ringing to warn. I'm going fucking country. I can't do this voice. Gotta think of another voice. Stop. I'm speaking to the... Oh, hold on. Noise and crowds like New Year's Eve and New Year's... In the 3, 2... His steel cowlish... Is... What? Over the city. 3. The Secretary of State. Nope. The Secretary of the Interior. Lead us to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey battle farmlands, which tonight Vanguard at Grover's invading, has army ended from in one of the planet Mars most.
One side there! One side!
Astronomers report continued gas outbursts at regular interviews on planet Mars. Interviews, intervals, interviews. I'll take it from here. Where am I? Here's a special one. Continued gas outbursts at regular interviews on... Fuck, I can't get the word! 3, 2, 1. They seem to be making conscious effort to avoid destruction of cities and countryside. However, they stop to uproot power lines, bridges, and railroad tracks. Their apparent objective is to crush resistance, paralyze communication, and disorganize human society. Here is a bulletin from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Coon hunters have stumbled on a black man, hung from a tree, dangling, bloody... I'll start that one again. Here is a bulletin from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, we've run special wires to the artillery line and I'll take it from the top of that one. Here's a bulletin from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. I need a drink of water.
The odd pieces are proceeding. You can just stop now.
I can see it from here. Ooh. Black smoke! Drifting over the city. People,
hold on.
Well, this is some kind of crazy gas.
That concludes this in-depth look inside one of the world's most influential.
Fuck you.
Would you shut up?
Fuck you.
Just shut the hell up.
Fuck you.
That's it. Enough. I quit. You people can go to hell.